Welcome to the Teacher Nerds Podcast. Joe and Ron are self-proclaimed teacher nerds, geeking out on all things education. They are looking to move educational practices out of the 1900s factory worker model to a student-driven classroom full of empathetic, creative, and collaborative students willing to take risks. Join them as they chat with educators from around the world, discussing educational tools, techniques, ideas, policies, and much more. Thank you for listening and becoming one of the Teacher Nerds. And now a word from a sponsor. On this episode of the Teacher Nerds Podcast, Joe and Ron chat with returning guest Kathy Krasnowski about Novel Effect. Novel Effect is an amazing app that will change the read-aloud experience for you and your students. Join us as we read books along with Novel Effect and experience our reactions firsthand. Get ready to be blown away by Novel Effect. And now, let's get into the show.
Have you heard about the nerds? What's the word? Teacher nerds. You can tweet them out on Twitter. You can find them on the gram. After listening to their podcast, you'd be sitting there like, bam! Trying to take the teaching from one level to the next. Reaching up to Canada and down to Mexico. Gotta go. Teacher nerds. Start the show.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Teacher Nerds Podcast. I'm Ron Nober.
And I'm Joe DiPaolo.
I am a technology teacher for third grade to eighth grade.
And right now, I'm currently teaching third grade.
And today we have a third time guest, Kathy Krasnowski. Welcome back, Kathy.
So happy to be here. Thanks for having me back again.
Thanks and for coming. Yeah, we are so excited about this episode because you're going to be talking about
Novel Effect.
Yes. So hold on to your hats and get ready because we're going to show some awesome stuff or hear some awesome stuff. We're going to start off with a new icebreaker. So it is called This or That.
Oh, that we're playing this. Oh, that playing this. Or that on the Teacher Nerds Podcast show. Or that. Is it this? Or that. Is it this? Or that on the Teacher Nerds Podcast show.
So, Kathy, it is this or that. Skittles or M&M's?
M&M's.
Oh, not even a question.
Chocolate. Chocolate's your thing.
Oh, yeah, chocolate, and they get all melty, and don't you almost make two meals out of an M&M? Like, first is just sucking the candy coating off, and then the second one is eating the melty chocolate, so it just lasts longer. Yeah, yeah.
I never thought about doing it that way.
Like the first course and the second course.
Yeah, right.
Now, How about you guys?
Do you separate colors when you eat them, or? Okay. Yeah. All right, Joe, what about you? M&M's or Skittles?
I would go Skittles. I like both, but I'm more of a candy guy.
Oh, man, Skittles. I'm M&M through and through. Like, not even a chance. It's not even close.
I'm not saying I don't like M&M's. I'm just saying.
You're going Skittles first.
Between candy or chocolate. Yeah. Not that I don't like chocolate, but yeah, right. I'm going Skittles.
You're going to taste the rainbow.
And Skittles has gummies, which is my top favorite candy. Or not. Yeah, they have these crazy gummies out there. They do. Chewables. Yeah. They're good. Nice. Yeah, so I'm Skittles for sure now.
All right, what about plain or peanut M&M?
I was going to ask you guys that too. Yeah, now I would prefer peanut.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Then Kathy, now you're getting into a three-course meal.
Exactly.
So once again, then I will be the opposite and say plain.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Wow. Yeah. When it comes to my candy, I don't want to be healthy.
You're a purist.
Yeah. You know, I want sugar, no vitamins.
And do you guys separate them by color?
I don't. No. I don't. Like, a lot of times, like if I eat like even jelly beans or something, you know, my wife will eat individual one jelly bean at a time for the flavor of that jelly bean. I just take a handful and she gets really like, what are you doing? That's ruining the whole jelly bean experience.
She's but you know wrong. What? Jelly bellies, though, encourage that, especially with certain flavors. Oh, I'd love a good candy shop that has the bins and bins.
Yeah,
and sometimes Wegmans has it like that. Oh, my goodness. I can't go down the Wegmans candy aisle.
And now we're going to take a little break But we'll be back in a moment.
Many of today's students aspire to be the next TikTok or YouTube star. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Successful and professional creators have a solid foundation of essential skills like communication, creativity, and critical thinking, to name a few. But learning these essential skills has been easier said than done until now. Introducing TRACT. TRACT has intertwined project-based learning's best practices with content conventions from TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube to create a fun, educational experience to empower students to become creators on TRACT. By developing their own learning path on TRACT, students of every level have the opportunity to select a topic of interest and create a dynamic learning experience through a series of project-based learning activities designed to help them become effective creators. From researching and outlining to scripting, recording, editing, and presenting to their peers, your students can develop 21st century skills employers are looking for most by creating their own class on TRACT. And with built-in awards and a clear path to becoming a paid creator, teachers can easily motivate students to turn their YouTube and TikTok star aspirations into reality by being a published paid partner on TRACT. TRACT has even thought of safety. TRACT is COPPA, FERPA, and CCPA compliant and uses a three-tiered approach to moderation: verified adult account holders only, technology detection and blocking, and human moderation. Best of all, TRACT is free forever for teachers who sign up at teach.tract.app and use the access code TEACHERNERDS. And remember, that's nerds with a Z. Sign up for TRACT now.
And now back to the show.
All right, so let's jump. Kat, first of all, let's remind everybody, what is your role in education now? Huh. What's your current role?
Well, currently, yeah, I'm an educational technology specialist in Southern New Jersey for a district, for a public school district. So I serve mostly the elementary schools. So I work with elementary teachers, which is my favorite. Those are the people I serve. Those are the people who have my heart, and I love inspiring them and helping them and working through issues and brainstorming cool solutions. And I'm the tech coach, you know, so I love my job. And I love finding new ed tech to share with them and bringing in the cool and the new. But also, you know what, sometimes somebody has a question just about how to work their email or something like that, and I'm good with that too. I just sort of whatever they need, that's where I am, and no question too small. And yeah, there are some things that are too big that I don't know.
That's all right.
And I go out for help. I know a lot of people.
Right. And it, hey, it's not, you don't have to know everything. You just have to know maybe where to find the answers to everything.
As a tech coach, do you find your requests come more from teachers or from administration, or is it a mix of both?
Mostly teachers.
Oh, really?
I love that. Yeah. So I have a booking calendar, you know, like a Calendly. I use You Can Book Me. And so that's available to all my teachers. It's part of my email signature so that they can find it whenever they want. And yeah, they can. I got a booking today. Oh my gosh, I got a booking today for 2 days next week to work on the coolest Flipgrid project, which I'm super excited about. And, you know, we have an LMS, and a lot of people right now are in their summative things and they're needing help with, you know, navigating some of that stuff. So a little bit all over the place.
Cool.
So, all right. Novel effect. Yes. What is it?
I am so in love with this app. I mean, I have like two or three favorite apps, but I'm going to tell you right now, currently, this is my favorite app. It has been for a long time. I think I see no end in sight. I am in awe of what this app can do. So Novel Effect is an app. Think it can go on your phone, whether you're Android or iOS. It can go on your iPad. It's a free app. So you get the app from the App Store, Novel Effect with an E. And then it's an app that when you open it up, it has tons of children's books, cover images that you can see in there. And you look through, as a matter of fact, I happen to know they have over 700 children's books, popular ones that you know, that are in there now. So you can scroll through and find one to inspire you. Or at the very top, there is a search bar. So you can type in the name of a book that you love to see if it's in there. And when it is, you tap on that book and it brings up, you actually don't need to look at the app after you bring it up. You open it up, you tap a button on the screen that says print, because that means you have a print copy of the book, right? So, and as soon as you do that, you hear a little chime. The chime means start reading. And from that point on, this app listens to you as you read, and it plays the most magical, impressive, brilliant soundscapes that go along with the words that you're reading. And I don't just mean background music. I always tell people, I don't mean, no, there's not just a background song that goes. It's literally voice-driven, voice-activated sounds that happen. So if you're reading and it says, and the door slammed, it hears you. And at that moment, it triggers that sound to happen. And if it says, you know, the children giggled, there's like a cacophony of little kids' voices giggling. And if you stop and take a break from reading because you need to talk to a student on the rug or something, it sort of waits for you to return to, you know, where you are, and it picks up wherever you are. It hears you. And the talent of these people who are making these soundscapes is insane. It's the most impressive read aloud experience. You can see I'm gushing, and we're going to do some today on this podcast. And I can't wait to get into that, but it's just that magical.
And so would you say, is it only for like language arts teachers or elementary teachers, or, you know, what would you say?
So no, I would say it's for everybody, right? So it works with children's books. Think picture books. Mm-hmm. Where do we read picture books, right? So can a seventh grade math teacher pick up a picture book and read it to the students? Absolutely. I talked to somebody the other day who was taught seniors in high school, and they still use picture books as mentor texts and for inspiration and for a little SEL break. Or lots of us. Heck, I read picture books out loud to adults all the time. I sometimes take these books to the airport and just read to the person sitting next to me, just because I can't keep reading this app. Right? The doctor's office, the gas station. It's just, and everybody goes, whoa, as soon as you hear it and experience it, it's gotcha.
I was going to say the TSA person comes over after you start reading to the person next to you at the airport.
It says, can I listen to? That's really, awesome. Really cool. It's totally transformed the read aloud experience for me, for anywhere I go. I keep buying children's books, and they're well-known books. They're not like books that are just in the app or sort of made for the app. These are the books that you know and love. Like right here, I'm holding up the book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. Here's one called The Wonky Donkey. These are, you know, Joy John's book, The Bad Seed, and some others that you guys are going to share too. Popular, well-known children's books. And they're adding books to this app every week. Like they're adding 7 to 10, I would say, books a week, totally based on educators' requests. Ooh. So if you go in there and you'd start to type in a book and it says, sorry, we don't have that book yet, but why don't you suggest it? And people suggest. And that's literally where they're feeding these books that they're making soundscapes for.
That's awesome. Where are they based out of?
Seattle. Yep. Okay. This is in Seattle. And they have a team, currently a team of about 23 or 24. I'm one of them now. So I work part-time for them. And that was because I approached them and said how in love with them I was. And I said, this is the most amazing thing. This is going to skyrocket. You guys are going to need an ambassador program. And I want to tell you how to run a successful one. So I also own an ed tech consulting business. And I thought, well, I've got a plan for them. And I put it together and let me share this plan. And I did. And they said, wait a minute, we have so much that we're trying to do. We don't want to run this. We want you to run it for us, you know? And so then we renegotiated. And so now, you know, a few hours a week, I'm with them and I'm running their ambassador program. And I can't think of anything better in the world than to be part of this team. I'm just so proud.
Look that's at you. So awesome.
Yeah,
that is. That's and not for anything, right? That's why we do what we do with the kids that we do nowadays. So when they do find something they're into and feel passionate about, they have the worth of, right, the self-worth to be like, you know what? Let me sell you something. Let me sell you myself. Cause it sounds like that's what you did. You sold yourself to them on their product. That's awesome. That's a heck of a story.
Thanks. Well, yeah. It evolved. So I did that in the beginning. And when I joined them, you know, after the pandemic, business had shrunk a little bit because things weren't as in person. And when I got back to them, I actually started on November 1st. And at that point, I was kind of their fifth employee. They had gotten down to bare bones. They had to give up their brick and mortar. You know, things were getting tight. So the co-owners, Matt and Melissa Hammersley, they're the founders. This is their product. They're amazing, from Seattle. And then they had two of the soundscape team, soundscape designers, still with them. And it was kind of just down to that. And they were still holding on. And I said, no, guys, we're back in person now. And this is going to take off. And that's when I approached them. So I was kind of the fifth employee on the comeback. And like I said, now we're That was November. Now we're up to like 24 people. So it's really taking off. It's doing super well. People, more and more people are hearing about it, and it's become a big deal. So they asked me if I would continue and add a few more hours a week planning their conference presence. So I'm the conference and event planner, and I also run their webinars for them now too.
Man.
Nice.
Yeah, because I love them.
High five, Kathy.
Yeah.
What's that?
You're working it.
Hey, if at ISTE 23 in Philly, if you need any help, there are two gentlemen who would be very interested in, you know, just saying.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Gil, send you a contract. We saw it coming back to Philly. We're like, oh, we got to talk to somebody about something getting there somehow.
We're going to be at ISTE New Orleans.
Yep.
We are. So it's our first time going to ISTE as a big company, and I'm working behind the scenes on planning that and getting the booth rented and what all that looks like. And the same time ISTE is going on, another massive convention's going on, conference. It's the ALA, American Library Association.
Oh, okay.
And you know, we love them and they love us. So that's in Washington, D.C. So we're kind of going to be at two mega conferences simultaneously.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right, so you said over 700 titles, right? And more adding every day.
Yep. Can I just tell you some more? Can I gush for a minute?
Yeah, gush. Yeah.
So I'm so excited because in addition to this, they also have hired a couple of very, very talented teachers who are used to designing things for like teachers pay teachers, you know, all that kind of a thing. Well, they have come and joined the team at Novel Effects. So what they're doing is book by book, they're going through and they're making activity plan packets that go with the books that are such good quality. There's some printables, there's some non-printable, there's suggested activities, you know, with different kinds of things. They're amazing little books that go, or little activity kits and printables and things, resources that go along with the books. And they're creating these every day. They're working on creating these. They're adding them to the website. So you do have to go to noveleffect.com to get those and click on educator and then educator resources. They're not appearing in the app. So some people might miss them because if you're just using the app to go on Novel Effect, you know, you might not know it was there. So I really wanted to bring that one up today. And another cool thing that is on the website that I just love that they've put it there. All right. So there is a subscription plan. There's a freemium plan, which that's what I start telling everybody about. Sign up. You get 5 free reads a month. And that's great. You can totally learn to love this app and explore it and see if it's for you. It is, with your 5 free books a month. But if you decide you totally love this and you want all in, first of all, they just reduced their price. So it's now $39.99 for educators, $39.99 a year. And that includes summers for free. So it just runs year round. And, you know, for parents and grandmas or whatever who buy this, it's $59.99. So they're already giving educators, you know, $20 off, which is awesome. But when you click on that, if you go on the website and you go to buy, you know, a subscription, you'll also see it for yourself or as a gift. I love that they put that there. Oh my God, your PTO person or your room mom could buy it for you, or you could buy one for another teacher.
Right.
I just think that's so super that you can give it as a gift and it's right there on the website. So I always want to tell people about that too. Cause I think if you don't go to the website, you're not going to see that.
Right. I was thinking like if you had a student teacher, right? If you had a student teacher, that would be an awesome gift for a student teacher to start them off.
Yes.
You know, and it would be bringing something into the classroom that probably the kids hadn't seen before and, you know, would probably blow an administrator away coming in to do an observation. You know, that would be really cool.
So, do you log into the website?
No, you just go to noveleffect.com and you're there. But speaking of administrators coming in, so this is my favorite trick in the universe. So yes, teachers can buy this for $39.99, right? So 40 bucks, just under 40 bucks a teacher. So you can buy this and you have it for a classroom subscription. That's all the books and all the books are going to add and whatever, it's all included. But a school subscription, so this is every teacher in your school, $399.
Oh my gosh.
That's like, you know, that's 10 teachers worth. So if you have more than 10 teachers in your school, you basically want to get your principal in and have him or her do a read aloud for your class using Novel Effect.
Right.
And once they hear it, they may have tears. They will certainly have laughter. I mean, it's like, it's really an emotional thing. Yeah. Then again,
you're a saleswoman.
No, no, but I really love it. This.
No, but that right.
You're good. Yeah.
Like right. Yeah. You know how to push it.
I don't even have to sell it. It sells itself. I'm just this excited about it. But if they come, I've done this with principals and they come in, they're like, oh, we need this. What's this going to cost me? And it's only $3.99, which as school budgets go, that's so, so low. Right. They are going to be raising the price. Ooh, by the time this airs, they might raise the price. So it's going to go to $4.99, late August, somewhere in August. So the price has gone, but even then it's still a good deal. If you have more than 15 teachers in your school, got to have it.
Well, and the fact that you do have every access to everything on the website. So all those little nuggets. So if you do have the free account and are only getting 5 books, you said a month.
Yeah.
So, but there's still everything that comes along with it. It's beautiful.
It is. And then, but wait, there's more. So on the website, it's again, like if you're not going to the website, there'll be things that you're missing, but
I'm on the website now.
NovelEffect.com. So if you click on the tab that says educator,
yep.
And then click on the one that says funding resources. Do you see that like drop down?
Yep. Okay.
This is the best. So they have put a letter on there, sample letter to your principal, sample letter to your PTO. I told them to add that one. So that PTOs love buying stuff like this, right? Because every kid in the school benefits. So they're, if you're going to write a grant or a mini grant, sample those are already there. So you don't even have to, you know,
what's the STAR grant, Ron? $250?
It can be. Yeah. They'll really,
or two people coming together. Yeah. Yeah,
I did it for my school. So I forget what our limit is, but I wrote it for one school and then I wrote it for the other 6 elementary schools. And I submitted all 7 of them together. And I was like, mini grant, mini grant, mini grant. And the whole district, all of our elementary schools will be covered, you know, and I think it's just a great gift to every teacher and every student. And I just can't imagine ever wanting to do a Read Aloud without this app anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty. That's awesome. And wait, so I have to ask, you know, like I know some places where, like you were saying, that it's the freemium version where you get the 5 books a month. Mm-hmm. Some places it would be the 5 books, but it's limited to, you know, these 4 books are the 5 that you can read. Is it all the books in their library? You can choose any of those 5?
That is such a good question. It's not quite all the books in their library, but it's not limited to like 10 or something like that.
Okay, good.
Many of the books in their library, but their newest releases, the ones that they're putting in there now, usually those are under like they're what we call locked. Not all of them, but a lot of them are locked because, you know, we kind of, you want people to want something.
Right.
But, you know, like, well, dozens and dozens and dozens of free ones. So
when it first came out, you know, I told you I had that free trial or the, I guess the, on the freemium version. And I never had a problem finding the book I wanted. And it had Al Moon on there, which was my favorite, which is kind of what hooked me.
All right. So insider secret, this is pretty cool. By the time this airs, this news will be out, but we also have just become partners with Flipgrid. So we're in the Flipgrid Discovery Library. You know that Discovery Library? Yeah. In order to be in the Flipgrid Discovery Library, any books or anything that we featured as a topic in there has to be ones that are free, you know, that can be accessed for free because it's, you know, that's how Flipgrid is. And so I did that. I created, so far we have 19 different topics under the Novel Effect Partnership in the Flipgrid Discovery Library. And there will be more by the time this airs because, you know, I'm just adding more and more. But all of those books are ones that you could go in Flipgrid, read the book with your class, do the Novel Effect experience, and then hop back in. And there's some sort of a topic or a prompt that's going to generate really cool videos from kids.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I don't even think we advertised that yet. Like, I don't think that marketing has put that out, but yes, by the time this airs, that'll be out and it's really exciting.
That is cool. That is cool.
Flipgrid is Flipgrid's a phenomenal company. Just they anything are. And everything they were they're willing to do for educators. And, and it seems like they're willing to partner with so many, like, or make app smashing so much, so easy. And I guess you have to, because you want people to want to use your product, and I guess you want to make it easy. And what's easier than meshing with everyone else, I guess, but you know, it doesn't seem like it's like Apple and PC, you know, Flipgrid's like Flipgrid's the Statue of Liberty. We'll take anyone.
Right.
exactly. Giving you a pour, you're talking. No, yeah. A couple of, well, I've been with Flipgrid in one way or another since about 2016. So I've been an ambassador, part of their inaugural family. I'm an OG for Flipgrid, I guess. And a few years ago, when ISTE was in Philadelphia last, Flipgrid had a big party and they invited all these partners to this big party called Flipgrid Live. So there was, you know, Genially and Buncee and Merge and Kahoot and, you know, all these other major companies. And I made statements right then and there at that event. And I said, this is so beautiful because instead of edtech companies being competitors, now they're collaborators.
Right.
It benefits all of us,
right,
even, you know, because now they're working together. And so when I did this partnership with Novel Effect and Flipgrid, anybody who's a Novel Effect fan who hasn't heard of or tried Flipgrid can try it and vice versa. So our Flipgrid fans, you know, who are global and whatever, will now get to know about Novel Effect. So it's mutually beneficial. And I just think it's a great thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And so with all the Novel Effect, do you have to have a physical copy of the book?
Oh, you're asking all the good questions. So no, yes and no. All right. So when you search your book and you find it in the app, most of them will have that a black button at the bottom that says print, but a few of them have a little white icon in the upper right-hand corner that looks like a little open book. If you see that little white icon on the book as you're searching through, you'll see some in the app. That means that there's also an ebook version of it. So when I first started doing this and I was going around telling everybody, I didn't have a lot of books with me. I would always read The Tale of Peter Rabbit is in there. And that's one that I would use, and they have the ebook. And so I would use that just sort of to demo on my phone. And in that case, I could read it right off my phone and it still did the magical soundscape along with it. And, you know, if it says the garden gate slammed closed, you hear that sound and the wind howled, and it's amazing. So amazing. So there are some ebooks in there, just not for everything.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Again, makes it easier, you know, for some people to be able to use an ebook or, you know, whatever. That's awesome.
Yeah. And a teacher just asked us the other day, she said, if I have the Novel Effect and I project it to my whiteboard, and I wanted to say, well, you don't need to project it to your whiteboard because it doesn't actually show anything. It just listens, right? So it's listening software. But if you're doing the ebook, she was right, you know, because then the ebook can be up on the screen and the kids can see the words as you sort of flip the pages. And then right, for that reason, you might want to do that. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I think we need to try it out.
Yes. Can I read a little bit to you first?
Yeah. Yeah. Please read to me. I'm going to get comfy on the rug.
That's what we all hope you'll do. Oh my gosh, that's such the Novel Effect way. All right, I'm going to open my phone. I'll open the Novel Effect app. Now, on the side, I do have a Bluetooth speaker because, especially in a classroom, you're going to get better noise and amplification, especially in a classroom with a lot of kids, big space, and the heaters running and all that kind of stuff. So grab a Bluetooth speaker, pro tip, and connect yourself to it. And then when I open the app, and I'm just kind of showing this on the screen, I'm going to type in The Bad Seed because that's the book I have by Jory John. And a lot of people love that. And on the screen, you know, all these different app or books come up. This one does not have an ebook. I don't see the little white book icon, but I'll tap on it to open it. And then there's a black button that you can see here that says print. So I'm going to tap that and we'll hear a little chime. There it goes. And that little chime lets me know it's ready to start listening. So I'm not going to read the whole book, but I'll read a few pages because you're just going to crack up. This book is called The Bad Seed. Good, the sound's coming through. I'm a bad seed. A bad seed. Oh, yeah, it's true. The other seeds, they look at me and say, that seed is so bad. When they think I'm not listening, they mumble. There goes a bad seed. You hear the mumbling? But I can hear them. I have good hearing for a seed. How bad am I? You really want to know? Well, I never put things back where they belong. I'm late to everything. I tell long jokes with no punchlines. I never wash my hands or my feet. I lie about pointless stuff. And I cut in line every time. I stare at everybody. I glare at everybody. I finish everybody's sentences. And I never listen. And I do lots of other bad things, too. And you know why? Because I'm a bad seed. A bad seed. Now, I'm just going to skip a couple of pages because I want to point out that if I were to do that, it kind of hangs out and it waits for me to start. And I'll just come over a couple pages later. I had a big family. Seeds everywhere. And it picks up where I am.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And I can talk to you guys for a minute and it's hanging out there waiting for me until it hears me say a word it knows again. We found ways of having fun. We were close. But then the petals dropped. And our flower drooped. And that's where I'm going to stop. Because I love to build suspense. And because isn't that amazing?
I got to tell you, between watching Joe, his response, and just listening to the sound effects,
I don't know if I'd be able to make it through a full reading without losing it or getting up and dancing or getting up and dancing. You talk about, like, you almost pay attention, you know, you pay attention during a read aloud because you're supposed, you know, teachers read in a certain way to try and captivate the kids and keep their attention. But you almost want to know what's coming next or now. I guess we'll see when we start to read more books, like it's music. It's, and the music sets the tone.
Yep.
I can't believe that second after the rock, I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. It's rock and roll. And then next thing you know, you expect Snoop Dogg to be like dancing across the screen.
Well, and again, think about the conversations you now have just opened up with the kids. Why did they choose that music? Why are they, right? Like, it's so engaging. And now you're talking about unbelievable thought that has to go into, yeah, why did they choose that?
Well, you could start to talk about mood and how did that make you feel? And what did the soundscape do? And then you say, all right, well, good. Now, what did the author do to maybe make you feel like that? And then you could start to bring those, what are they called? Oh, yeah, the standards, like, you know, supporting thoughts with textual evidence. I'm sorry. You know, it's funny because every time we do things like this, there are some people that might say, well, what are you just going to abandon a 5-paragraph essay or, you know, you're not going to do the normal stuff anymore. And no, it's all based off that. And it's just no longer 1985. Right. And that's amazing.
I'm like so impressed because the things that you both just said, now we're going to have these deeper conversations. And why did they choose that? This is literally the way I was thinking when I wrote the Flipgrid Discovery Library topics, because I wanted not just to ask questions about the book, the content of the book, we could do that anytime, but also about the music and the impact that the music had and what would you use, you know? And so there's a lot of that in those Flipgrid Discovery Library topics that we've written and super excited about that. You guys could help me write some more.
And Joe, go ahead, Joe.
No, I was just are the Flipgrid topics for the students or teachers or both? Like, is it a learning spot for teachers to collaborate and talk, or is it the kids to exchange ideas?
It's written for kids, but whenever you create something for the Discovery Library, you write the part that the kids will read, but then there's a teacher integration notes. So if you can go in there tonight and you can look up, you know, the topics that I've put in there, and the kid prompt will be there. This is what we want the kids to do or say or respond to. But then here's some things you teacher might want to set up. Maybe you want to have pictures of a few instruments or, you know, those kinds of things. So I tried to put that background info in there for you.
Cool,
a little
cool.
bit of both. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking like, then having, you know, you obviously have the book, right? So then you can start to say to kids in like Joe, we video, why don't you read it? Put your own music to it. Put your own sound effects in. I mean, think of the creative project that is for a student to do. Or take a different book.
You can do it right in Flipgrid.
Or in Flipgrid, yeah.
Take a different book. Take your personal narrative from writing and bring that to the next level to go and animate that for sure.
Yep. Novel affect your own writing.
I love that.
That's awesome.
Powerful stuff. We're writing your lesson plans for next year.
Yeah, right.
All right. So before we have this this little meeting tonight, I sent each of you, so I made sure each of you have a premium Novel Effect subscription. So that's awesome. You've got that for the year. But I also sent each of you two books, which I really did kind of hand pick for you. One of them was just because for each of you, one was because it's one of my favorite ones to do, to read aloud with Novel Effect. And the other one, just because of what you teach and things that I thought you would enjoy. So, and I asked you to have Bluetooth speakers. So you've kind of got Bluetooth speakers or some kind of sound amplification nearby or ready. Let's hear it. Who wants to go first?
Ron, you want to go or you want me to go?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay. You got the better radio voice.
All right. So I got Giraffes Can't Dance. So that's the first book that Kathy sent. So
Which is a fun book,
really excited about it. So I already, knowing that you sent these, I went into Novel Effect and I favorited them already, which is something that you can do. So you have a list of your favorites already ready. So I didn't have to search it up right now.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
And then I have my, I'm just tapping print. There we go. We're ready. All right, so here we go. Giraffes Can't Dance. Gerald was a tall giraffe whose neck was long and slim, but his knees were awfully crooked and his legs were rather thin. He was very good at standing still and munching shoots off trees. But when he tried to run around, he buckled at the knees. Now, every year in Africa, they hold a jungle dance where every single animal turns up to skip and prance.
Here comes my favorite part.
And this year, when the day arrived, poor Gerald felt so sad because when it came to dancing, he was really very bad. The warthog started waltzing. The rhinos rocked and rolled. The lions danced a tango that was elegant and bold. This is unbelievable.
Do two more pages.
I haven't looked through the book yet, so I've never seen the book, and I just turned the page, and it's, you'll hear in a sec. The chimps all did a cha-cha with a very Latin feel. And eight baboons then teamed up for a splendid Scottish reel.
Isn't that amazing?
Awesome. And I love that it's still going now. Like you said, so we could be talking in class and it's just waiting for us.
So now here's your cross-curricular connection. Like you talk about culture, right? And social studies and different ethnicities, like all from Read Aloud Dry. Maybe that's how you could bring it into the middle school.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Now see, this is very different than the book you read, Kathy. Like it's got a very different,
I'm so glad you noticed that. And
I just clicked pause, which you can do.
I wanted everybody to hear that there. I mean, these soundscape designers, it's not one guy who has a style and writes the, you know, forever. They have a huge team of people who do this with incredible talent, and they've studied, you know, soundscape design as a, and they've mastered it. And there are so many different genres and sounds that we're going to hear, you know, through the things that you do. We've got three more read alouds to do.
Yeah. So Joe, why don't you take one now? We'll go back and forth. We'll kind of ping pong.
So I got Dragons Love Tacos. Ron, I just favored it. Thank you very much. I'm going to hit the black button because that doesn't have a white book either. Did you hear that?
Yep.
Yeah, you might be able to move your Bluetooth a little bit closer to your mic.
All right. Dragons Love Tacos by Adam Rubin. Illustrated by Daniel Samurai. Oh, what a great last name. No, that's not Samurai. Salmiri. Well, I'm butchering it, but it's not Samurai.
But that would be a great last name.
Well, as my last name's DiPaolo, Kathy, I'm sure your last name gets butchered a lot. So, hey, Daniel, I'm sorry. Hey, kid, did you know that dragons love tacos? Hold on. I don't know. Can you hear this?
Do you have it turned all the way up?
Yeah. It's not playing. I don't know what's going on. Because I can't hear it. I can hear it. Okay. Where's it playing through? Let's see. Let me check my Bluetooth again.
You could put your phone closer to the microphone.
It's not connected. It's got to connect.
There you go.
That's so why.
Kathy, I guess this is also a time where we could plug this little Bluetooth speaker that you sent me, which is, like I said, mine right now is hooked up through our sound system for the podcast, my phone. But this Bluetooth speaker is, first of all, the most adorable thing I've ever seen. And especially being a dog trainer, like, couldn't get any better, right? And it is so loud for its size. We'll have to put the can you send me the Amazon link and I'll put it in the show notes?
I sure will. Yeah. And it was less than $10. So
it's amazing.
Even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. I got it going again.
Start from the beginning.
Yep. Hey, kid. Did you know that dragons love tacos?
Wow.
They love beef tacos and chicken tacos. They love really big, gigantic tacos and tiny little baby tacos as well.
Baby tacos.
Why do dragons love tacos? Maybe it's the smell from the sizzling pan. Maybe it's the crunch of the crispy tortillas. Maybe it's a secret. Either way, if you want to make friends with dragons, tacos are key. Hey, dragon, why do you guys love tacos so much?
Hey, dragon!
And the dragon's carrying a bag that says Taco Cave. But wait, as much as dragons love tacos, they hate spicy salsa even more. They hate spicy green salsa and spicy red salsa. They hate spicy chunky salsa and spicy smooth salsa. If the salsa is spicy at all, dragons can't stand it. I know reading this in third grade, they would love it. They would love it. Why do dragons hate spicy salsa? What's that called? That is the, it's set in the mood, right? Is that a soundscape? Like when they do, it reminds me of, I gotta pause this. Oh my goodness. It reminds me of like
goes on with that though, like it just waits there for you.
Just well, like I almost feel like if they would do like in a when you go to like a flashback and they kind of have that whimsical, and that's the soundscape part, or that's for the effect, or I don't know, the mood.
Those soundscape designers throw those things in there. Like right then, it's supposed to be like a little trill, like a build suspense thing, and they right. know when to use that. Whereas at other points, they might use the typical wah, 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 you know, because it's just one of those sounds that you know what it goes with, right?
Yeah.
Or the jazz bass in there.
Yes. Yeah.
I love it.
They just did a great book called Trombone Shorty, which is another brilliant, brilliant book. It's such a good one. And just the jazz, you just said jazz, and the jazz that's in that book is incredible. Oh, so many great titles.
And I just, earlier I was looking, and one of my favorite all-time books from when I just started to go back to school to become a teacher was The True Story of the Three Little Pigs. I cannot even imagine what that is going to be like.
It's a great one. I've listened to that one. It's a great one.
Oh, that's
you
great.
Know, another one that you know, which I love, it's one of my favorites, is Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day.
Oh, yeah.
Great soundscape on that one, too.
when we get back into Fairy Tales after our cool Flipgrid project.
Oh, you do Fractured, right?
That's exactly what we'll start back into. Just for fun, because we read, that's how we kicked off Three Little Pigs, and then What's a Fractured Fairy Tale? Here's the true story of the Three Little Pigs. So, man, we should have done this podcast 3 or 4 weeks ago. But that's all right, because we're right into Ben 2, and that'll be perfect. That'll be the perfect kickoff for Ben 2.
I sent you another book, and I'm so excited for you to read part of this, just because it's so dramatically different from the other ones that we've heard. So, and I thought I love this book. I read this to a group of teachers, and they were almost in tears, partly because the story is so beautiful, but the music really makes you feel it. And the book is What Do You Do With an Idea? Do you have that one, right?
I have it right here. I'm ready. I have it. Favorite it on Novel Effect. And like for me as a technology teacher and doing engineering and things like that, like I've never read this. So I am excited to do it. All right. So I just clicked on What Do You Do With an Idea on Novel Effect. It's up, and I'm going to click the print, and it's downloading. And there we go. All right. I'm going to turn the volume up on my, let's see if that helps as we start to read. So What Do You Do With an Idea? Written by Kobe Yamada, illustrated by Mae Besom. One day, I had an idea. Where did it come from? Why is it here? I wondered, what do you do with an idea? At first, I didn't think much of it. It seemed kind of strange and fragile. I didn't know what to do with it, so I just walked away from it. It acted like it didn't belong to me. Or I acted like it didn't belong to me. But it followed me. I worried what others would think. What would people say about my idea? I kept it to myself. I hid it away. I didn't talk about it. I tried to act like everything was the same as it was before my idea showed up. But there was something magical about my idea. I had to admit, I felt better and happier when it was around. It wanted food. It wanted to play. Actually, it wanted a lot of attention. It grew bigger, and we became friends. I showed it to other people, even though I was afraid of what they would say. I was afraid that if people saw it, they would laugh at it. I was afraid they would think it was silly. And many of them did. They said it was no good. They said it was too weird. They said it was a waste of time and that it would never become anything.
Talk about, you should read that for the beginning of each class.
Yeah. And at first, I believed them. I actually thought about giving up on my idea. I almost listened to them. But then I realized, what do they really know? This is my idea, I thought. No one knows it like I do. And it's okay if it's different and weird and maybe a little crazy. I decided to protect it, to care for it, to feed it good food, or I fed it good food. I worked with it. I played with it. But most of all, I gave it my attention. My idea grew and grew, and so did my love for it. I built a new house. one with an open roof, where it could look up at the stars, a place where it could be safe to dream. I liked being with my idea. It made me feel more alive, like I could do anything. It encouraged me to think big, and then to think bigger. It shared its secrets with me. It showed me how to walk on my hands, because, it said, it is good to have the ability to see things differently. I couldn't imagine my life without it. Then one day, something amazing happened. My idea changed right before my very eyes. It spread its wings, it took flight, and burst into the sky. I don't know how to describe it, but it went from being here to being everywhere. It wasn't just part of me anymore. It was now part of everything. And then I realized what you do with an idea. You change the world. That is awesome.
I'm on the website now looking at all the activities.
That is, and Joe, you said start every class with it. Dude, I would say if you are a school, you start your school year reading this to the entire student body. And you start next year reading this to your entire staff on their first day back. That's what you do with it. That was awesome. And the like you said, Kathy, the music was so different than what we had heard in the other two books that Joe read and I read and what you read. Like this to me was cinematic.
Yes.
Well, yes. It doesn't have to just be funny and silly with little kids.
Right. Right.
Right. Right. Sometimes they are. I said I had read that book to a group of fourth grade teachers that I was demoing the app, and there were almost tears in the room because that you hear it, that crescendo builds and you know, really powerful. This is another book. This Greta and the Giants is such a great book. And it's another one that plays like that. I mean, it's got the little voice sound effects too, but it's got a cinematic kind of a touch to it. Almost sounds a little John Williams Jurassic Park in times. It's just every one is so different and so individual.
Well, and I think, Joe, you pointed out also like a good point, like, you know, the giraffes can dance and the bad seed and, dragons love tacos, right? Like they were fun and funny, but I think too often, like you don't have to dumb and silly it down for kids to be engaged with it, right? So like this is perfect example of that. There was nothing silly. There was nothing dumbed down. The music was sophisticated. The soundscape was sophisticated. And that's still going to engage any kid who hears this and reads this. Like I said, I if I were a principal superintendent, that's how I'm starting my year next year. 100%.
And that's what you do with an idea.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
There's just because you guys keep talking about, you know, cross-curricular and can everybody use this, there's another great book that I really love with novel effect called Martin's Big Words.
Oh my God, I love Martin's Big Words.
Oh, the soundscape for that is so great. And yes, the tie-ins to history. And it's not a silly book. Of course, it's not
right.
A silly book, but it's really great. And it's got little sound clips from the news even, and Martin's voice. And it's profound. So there's so much variety in there.
All right, Joe, what do you got? I'm like all fired up now. Like, I want to hear what Joe has.
Zonia's Rainforest. Is that how I say her name, Kathy? Zonia's? Or
I don't know how to say it. I say Zonia, but I'm not sure.
Zonia, okay.
And it's a fairly new release, but I know that you love teaching the SDGs.
Most definitely.
You love all the environmental things. And so I picked this book for you thinking not only can you use this in your classroom, you know, for what you're going to teach, but you can bring the magic of novel effect along with that story. So I hope you enjoy.
Let's see. Here we go. I'm going to favorite it. I'll hit the button. Hopefully I'm still connected. We're processing. and we're connected. Perfect. All right. Zonia's Rainforest by Caldecott Award winner, honor winner. Is it Juana Martinez Neal? Here we go. Zonia lives with those she loves in the rainforest, where it is always green and full of life. Every morning, the rainforest calls to Zonia. Every morning, Zonia answers. In Zonia's rainforest, green and full of life, she visits old friends and meets new ones. Good morning, she says, 1, 2, 3, 4 times. She stops to talk with some chatty new neighbors. Welcome, I live next door, Zonia sings. She says hello to her most playful friend. You're my favorite, Zonia whispers. If she is lucky, her fastest friend will invite her for a short ride through the thicket. We are mighty, Zonia says, for that is what she feels in her heart. Zonia sees a colorful couple swim by. How's the water today? She says with a smile. She congratulates mamas with their new babies. I can't wait for you to meet my baby brother. I love him so much. Zonia loves playing hide and seek. 5, 6, 7, 8, she counts. Some friends help Zonia see the world in new ways. And Zonia knows just who to visit when she wants to be quiet and still. After visiting all of her friends, Zonia is ready to go home. She can't wait to see her mama and baby brother again. So I know the kids are going to really get affected by this next part, because we already have kids making websites to promote SDGs. And I have a little girl working on SDG 14 website right now. So here we go. On her way home, Zonia comes across something she has not seen before. Frightened, she runs the rest of the way home. Mama, look, Zonia says, and opens her hands. The forest needs help. It's speaking to you, says Zonia's mama. And then I will answer, says Zonia, as I always do. We all must answer.
I just got chills.
Ew, that's heavy. And especially how upbeat and I don't know, just happy and excited she is. And you know, it's such a good vibe in the beginning. And then, as you know, and I know no one sees the pictures as I'm reading, but you hear, and just the pictures go from colorful and happy and vibrant and full of life to not dark, but the colors definitely change for sure. It's not as bright. The trees are cut down. And all of a sudden she's scared. So yeah, I think that's an awesome segue or addition to talking to life on land, and even moving into life underwater for sure.
It almost like reminded me of if you're at Disney, and like especially at the Animal Kingdom, and you would be waiting in line. Like Disney's so good at you waiting in line, and you don't necessarily realize you're waiting in line because there's music going and there's things that you don't even recognize but it's just there. And that's what that music reminded me of. You get lost in it.
I did a read aloud for a fourth grade class. And when I got, it was just amazing. And when I got done, one of the kids said, I feel like I just got off a Disney ride.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You do. Oh, and if you love that book, Joe, you will love this Greta and the Giants. I mean, it's just super with a happy ending kind of thing.
Well, and even though this isn't necessarily a happy ending, I think it's almost like, so, and this is going to sound silly, in persuasive writing, we talk about leaving that reader with something to do. This leaves a reader with something to do. And now, you know, if you already have the kids engaged in maybe the SDGs or some type of topic, now this book is going to be that. Now, what do we do about it? We see there's a problem. You know, now what do we do about it? And then kickstart them into, well, I like this. So let's, you know, just, it's authentic. It's real. It's now.
Or again, you go to write the next part of Zonia's book.
Mm.
Right? Like write the next chapter or the next book, what happens?
Or even create a comic to now, how do we save this rainforest? How do we take it to the next level so things aren't being cut down and actually reverse it to, you know, how can we replenish?
And as you were reading, I mean, the elementary school teacher, a literacy teacher was thinking, oh my gosh, this is so great for inferencing because you weren't showing us the pictures. So that's, I had context clues from what I was hearing. But then thanks to Novel Effect, I also heard some animal sounds that were helping me to guess who Zonia was talking to, you know, and so that was kind of just another fun application. And hey, do either one of you happen to have some wiggly kids in your class, maybe, or kids who always sit in the back?
Yeah.
When we use Novel Effect, you know, people that we've surveyed and classes that I've been in for sure, it eliminates that. And I can't say it 100%, but 100% in the classes that I've seen in person, those kids who might be challenging or challenged to sit still or challenged with behaviors or challenged to attend, those things go away when you use Novel Effect. Like the engagement factor is off the chart. And when I went into, a fourth grade class at one point, and I was in the back of the class sort of, and I had one of those microphones attached to a sound system, and I was reading, and the kids were so enwrapped, and we had a little extra time. And I said, guys, let's do another book. But what I'm going to do is each one of you can come up, sit here, hold this microphone and read two pages. And then they were triggering the sounds in the book and they couldn't wait to hear what sounds were going to come on their two pages before they passed the mic to somebody else. And that just became a whole different kind of engagement, right? Getting your reluctant readers. Yeah. Yes. So it's amazing for so many things.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, there, like you're talking about like kind of that read aloud with everybody else, but even if I took that reluctant reader and I plugged the headphones into my phone and said, go ahead, now you go and read this book. You're going to have a kid who's a reluctant reader wanting to read this book and the next book and the next book and the next book because they're getting more feedback in their reading just from, you know, reading it with Novel Effect.
And Ron, you said you teach grades 3 to 8, right?
Yep.
And Joe, you're at third grade. So what if, Ron, what if you get some of your 6th or 7th graders who maybe aren't the most powerful readers at their grade level, but you give them, you know, a book like Dragons Love Tacos or something that is doable, and you send them with that app down to Joe's third grade class. Yep. And you just made that child feel like the most magical superstar hero ever. They can't wait. They'll be signing up.
Right. Though there's I'm thinking like of all these different things. Like
that could be like an activity during lunch, like
exactly what I was thinking. Lunch, right?
Go say, hey, I want to read. I want to use Novel Effects to read. And you know, granted, there might be some needing to put some pieces into play, right? Like there, so, we got to find a teacher that's going to be doing language arts during this lunch period, all that jazz, and open and willing to accept a student coming and doing read aloud. But how? Because then everything that can come from that read aloud, I think, is why you would do it. And like you just said, the kid's a rock star who might not necessarily put himself into that position.
Well, who is never going to. Who has never thought of himself as a rock star with reading. Right. So I was thinking, okay, like you take an RTI student, you give them one of these books and say, hey, go into third and fourth grade lunch and you're going to read this book out loud to all third and fourth grade. Mm-hmm. How powerful does that kid feel about reading when before you did this, reading was either terrifying, they felt horrible about it, didn't have the SEL that comes from that, and that kid's walking down the hallway and kids are high-fiving him because they're so excited about what
right, those little kids see him in the hallway, right?
Right,
the high-fives he's going to get.
And if you're a school administrator and you're running some sort of a PBIS or whatever, that kind of a thing where you've got those frequent flyers who come to your office, and you know who they are, that you're going to build this into an earning thing, right? That kid who comes to your office because they can't be where they are, you're going to turn that around and let them be that hero for other little kids. I mean, there's just so much that, of course, you know, send them off with the app and a Bluetooth speaker and let them impress the world.
Right.
There's so much, like my head's spinning of like just where this can all go.
I'm so glad. I this is my third time. I approached you guys this time like, hey, can I come talk about this? Not because I want to sell it or I need to sell it, just because I love it this much. And I want to get the word out. I want other educators to know about this. I want you guys to help spread the word because changes the read aloud game in classrooms across America and across the world. We've now got people in other countries that we've started to see on social media doing read alouds, and it's amazing.
Speaking of, do they have books? Is it translated?
No, we don't have translation yet, but we do have some books that are in Spanish.
Okay. Oh, awesome.
One of our soundscape designers is actually, she's a Spanish speaking person. And so she's going to dedicate some time to taking books that do have maybe, you know, like Dragons Love Tacos. I don't know if there's like a Spanish version of this, but when there are those kind of bilingual books, she'll be working on some of those. And so those titles are becoming more and more available by request from educators.
Yeah. And speaking, I think I did see Giraffes Can't Dance was in Spanish, I think.
Yeah.
In there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is amazing. Oh, and one other thing I didn't tell you guys, but I guess I should throw it in there because it's cool. If you go again on the website, noveleffect.com, click on educators, it's somewhere down in the resources section at the bottom of a page. There's actually stickers that you can print out. So you have to buy the Avery label paper or whatever, but they're round stickers that say Novel Effect. So what you can do is go through your classroom library and slap a sticker on books so that they're easily identified by kids. Or I have a friend in who teaches third grade. She put them all in a milk crate so she knows that they're all together kind of thing. But you can even print out your own stickers to identify those books you have in your classroom.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Where are the stickers? Well, activities and resources.
Yes, all the way down the bottom of that page. And I think there are like four different sticker designs that you could print.
That's great.
Very cool.
So cool.
I am so excited that you reached out and like wanted to do this. Like it is, this has been one of the coolest and coolest and most interactive episodes, which is kind of cool and kind of fun.
Great. I know. I wanted to send you books. I wanted you to experience it because when you read it, you feel it differently. And I'm really glad you guys listened to me and didn't read the books before we came on here. So your reactions were raw and it was just you know, organic and it was the way it was supposed to be. Yay.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, Ron, go ahead.
Go.
Well, so like, I didn't read the books with the Novel Effect, but I read through the Zanya one just because I'm like, oh, this is going to be the SDG one. And I was waiting when I was using the app for how is this going to change? Because I knew that part was coming, you know, and it went from like reading rainbow to wait a minute. Now there's a problem, you know, like it was Beauty and the Beast. I guess, you know, it was that two-sided coin. There's all these great animals and this lush rainforest. And then all of a sudden it's gone. And you kind of felt that with music. I mean, I think music is powerful. I like music in general. So when you kind of tie into the emotions of the book and pair it up to like, I guess, to evoke that emotion in the listener, I guess that's maybe where that engagement comes from. Because not only are you listening to a teacher drone on, now all of a sudden there's all these extra bells and whistles that are sometimes bells and whistles where I think that's the stuff that's going to keep them listening, like what's coming next. I mean, I didn't even listen to it first, but I knew it was coming. I'm like, ooh, I can't, you know, not that I wanted to rush the story, but I couldn't wait to get to that part just to see the diversity that would have been coming. And it did, it hits you. In all the books, it hits you.
A possible parting idea here. Think about this. So you want this for your school, right? And you want your administrator to pay for it, right? Because that would be awesome. Consider showing this to the principal and asking him or her to check out the book, Oh, the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss, a very popular end of the year book. So if you have a fifth grade moving up ceremony or some sort of a graduation-y type thing, last day of school. I mean, not only could teachers read this in their own classroom, but if there's some sort of a principal activity, parents are gathered round, you know, there's a very ceremonial thing. Yes. Super, super dramatic. And it's really cool that they have, you know, they have Dr. Seuss books. They've also just added a couple of books like No David and Brown Bear, Brown Bear.
I love like, No David.
Like primer, you know, really low, you know, and I thought, how are they going to make a soundscape for this? But it's genius, you know, and Brown Bear is great. So, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, as we're ending, like, you would never say, like, oh, we're going to take, you know, Giraffes Can't Dance or whatever, and we're going to spend a week and a half dissecting Giraffes Can't Dance. But with this, with all the sound effects and whys and the like, you could spend quite a bit of talk about like the what are they called, the close reads that were all real popular, you know, that kind of
different layers. Why would the author do this here?
Why would the soundscape engineers choose this and that? And I mean, you could go so deep into that, and the cognitive thinking that goes along with that is something that you would never ever hit.
And some of these titles are in the Flipgrid Discovery Library under Novel Effect. And don't forget, there's those activity plans. Right. So our teachers have already created those things that have cross-curricular activities and resources and things that are there too. You really could.
Yeah. That's just so cool.
I didn't even realize there was a Novel Effect under Flipgrid. I'm going to have to look. I mean, I was just like...
It's new. It's only about a week and a half old. Like we haven't even told the world yet.
that's why.
sweet. So Kathy, where as we wrap up, where can people follow you on social and, you know, get more information about you? And then where can people follow Novel Effect?
Okay. So for me, the easiest way to get me all across the board is kerzi.com. So KERSZI.com. That's my website. And it's got links to all my socials. I'm Kerzi on Twitter. I'm Kerzi on kerzi.com on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. I'm even on TikTok now. So I'm in all those places, usually as Kerzi. And Novel Effect. So I started following them on Twitter first, because that's where I grew up on social media. So it's at novel_effect.
Okay.
But everywhere else, they're just Novel Effect. And they are also on Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Pinterest. yeah. And there's a Facebook group that you guys should join if you're on Facebook called Novel Effect Friends and Fans. And that's a group. So you can share stories with other fans and try to get tips and share resources and all that stuff there. We want to build that community. So spread the word about that.
Cool. Yeah, for sure. Well, I Joe, I don't know if you have anything else. I'm blown.
Like I said, I'm excited to take Dragons Love Tacos to school tomorrow and share it with the other third grade teachers. Like, look at this, look what we're doing. Ron, share it, I think, with Christine and be like, hey. And because I think I might have that Dr. Seuss book upstairs, Oh, the Places You'll Go. So once I feed the dog here, who's kind of bugging me, that might be my next endeavor into Novel Effect and really see what that's going to be like. That's going to be a good one.
It is. It's a really nice one. It's a nice way to bring some dramatic music and, that book is touching anyway. So it's kind of a profound goodbye, you know, good luck and you're going to be awesome. Kind of an end of the year book.
Right.
So you put the soundscape and the music with it. It just, it really sends it home.
Cool. Mm-hmm. A little tearjerker.
Well, Kathy, awesome. Thank you so much again. Is there anything else you want to say about Novel Effect other than you got to get out there and try it?
No, I just love Novel Effect. If you have any questions, anything you need, you can get in touch with me. I'm also Kathy@NovelEffect.com. So I have an email, so you can even email me there. It's Kathy with an I, and I'll answer your questions that way. But anything you guys need, if there's books you want them to add, don't forget, you can do that right in the app. And just keep using it and keep spreading the word, because the more teachers hear about it, the more kids get to experience the magic.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for reaching out to us about it.
You're so welcome. This is fun.
Teacher nerds, knocking on your door. Open up, let's take your teaching further than before. Give it a try, don't be shy, there's nothing there to lose. Worst thing that happens, kids get pain on their shoes. We're talking teacher nerds. I'm talking teacher nerds.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Teacher Nerds Podcast. Keep up with every new episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, or anywhere you listen. When you subscribe, be sure to give us a review and tell a friend. Visit us at teachernerds.com, follow us on Twitter @teachernerds, on Instagram @teachernerdspodcast, or email us teachernerds@gmail.com. And remember, we're nerds with a Z. Most importantly, thank you for listening and becoming one of the Teacher Nerds.